In 1978, Giovanni D'Arco of Italy was sitting comfortably by her fireplace in her home when a spark jumped out of the fire, caught her clothes on fire, and she had to jump up and tear off all her clothes in front of her family and friends in order to dodge being severely burned. Now, the irony is that her name in Italian actually means Joan of Arc. And that's kind of where we're going today. Wake the faith up? Yeah, the faith. Wake it up. Shake it up. Let's go, warriors. Let's do it. Garth Ekman, David Alliance. Hey, right away, Alan, I love the idea of your thoughts regarding a new theme song in the year, in the coming year, but I don't know that Cheers, that theme song, is going to really work well. First of all, it's copyrighted. I probably couldn't use it, but keep them coming. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your thoughts and ideas, topics for the new year. Also, coming in the new year, we have Mingle, Mate, and Marry, a podcast, website, YouTube channel, and more with Shree Milton, marriage family therapist, and myself. I'm the relationship shape coach. We're going to do some heavy stuff. Going to do some great insight and teaching on relationships, and we'll give you more about that as it comes along. Now, we are brought to you by WellBuiltBody.com. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock it ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Hey, I hope you get your Christmas shopping done. I have one gift left. One gift. That's it. I'm going to tell you what it is because my wife doesn't listen to my podcast because, she hates me and she thinks I'm a bad teacher. No, she just doesn't. She doesn't care because she hears me preach to her all day long. But anyway, I find the topic that she likes for the year. Last year it was, Christina Gaines of Fixer Upper? Heath Gaines, that show that was on TV. I bought three or four of their books and then I put bookmarks in the books. And the bookmarks are $100 bills. And so this year, it's on the Queen, because she was a big fan of the Queen and the Queen Pass. So I've got three or four books that have come out about the Queen. And again, I'm going to put those bookmarkers in there. But look, Christmas is coming. Get ready. Listen, 1978, Giovanni D'Arco. This flame burning in her fireplace, sitting there with her friends and family, warming up, talking, drinking her hand. Spark hits her clothes, and poof. She goes up in flames. Now, she wasn't terribly burned, but she was on fire. She had to tear all her clothes off right there. And she was definitely embarrassed, but not harmed. And of course, her name in Italy or in Italian means Joan of Arc. Now, you might go, so? Joan of Arc. The irony is Joan of Arc died by being burned at the stake, right? It only takes a spark to get a woman glowing. Look, I'm not here today to sing to you or to talk to you about martyrs, but rather the irony of life and following Christ. What do I mean? In life, we all have pictures of what a Christian looks like, or maybe more of what a super Christian looks like. Let me simmer it down here. Maybe just what a solid Christian looks like. And my question would be, what does he or she actually look like? You know, John the Baptist. He gave heavy warning to the Messiah's coming. He even said he was unworthy to untie the man's sandals. He belted out and belittled the religious leaders of the day. He called them on the carpet, man. If you thought Trump was bad, John the Baptist would have made Trump look like a pussycat. He was saying Jesus would come with fire and power from the Holy Ghost, God's Spirit himself. He warned everybody. He ate locusts. He ate honey. He wore a leather belt and camel's hair. In the summer? Really? That's a bad dude. People came out to see him. He shouted, "Repent, you are a sinner." He challenged everyone and all. And he was totally the opposite of Jesus. Jesus didn't let people come out to see him. He went to go see them. In fact, as Larry Osborne points out in his book, Contrarian's Guide to Knowing God, great book, he said even Jesus and John's disciples were confused at who and which and what were most right. Who was the one to follow? Who is the right one? Who was living out the solid Christian walk, per se? I mean, John's disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Are you the one?" And Jesus' disciples came to him and asked, "How could this John dude be in his right mind?" But Jesus makes no bones about it. He says the Father is greatly pleased with John. Now let's get back to the irony, right? Jesus said, "We will be greater than John." John said he was the least and shouldn't even take off Jesus' sandals. So let's throw the Apostle Paul in the mix, right? He is so arrogant, he tells his audience to be like him, follow my example. Let's throw in Peter, bold, loudmouth. Should we be like John and meek, you know, who wrote the gospel? Mild, thought of himself to be God's favorite? Should we be like Timothy, young, naive, and maybe just a little impetuous due to his youth? Should we be highly detailed like Luke? Look, the irony is it's not who you should be. It is truly about the fruit. Forget the pattern. Forget the idol of the latest Christian talking head. Are you producing fruit? And if not, maybe it's more about you trying to be somebody you are not. Look, if you know me, you know I'm a loudmouth. I'm bold, mouthy, I can come across arrogant. But I believe, and with the help of my mentors, accountability partners, and my own parents, I'm producing lasting fruit. Leading people to Christ, seeing healings and manifestations, disciplining people into full-fledged followers of Christ. Look, here's a simple prayer for today. God, give me the freedom to be who you want me to be, and give me a piece of fruit to lead me. And by that, I mean a piece, and that I might see fruit, to know that I am in your will, being who you have created me to be. And while others might think I'm just the opposite of who Jesus was, the irony is I might be exactly who Jesus wants me to be. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.